Hey Love there, Talk we're trying Radio. This. I'm in now. It's the same number. So let's see how we do here. Can I do this? Let me see. So I'm not in my studio. Oh, let's go to my studio. Good. Hope it's the same guest calling number as before. I think it is. Yes, it is. Good. There we go.
Hello.
Oh, technology is so fun. So, sorry about that. I have to fill in all the little spots. And you switched me up because I'm like, okay, Wednesday. You're like, no, today. I'm like, ah, switch.
Oh, I said I'd let you know if I could today, if not Wednesday.
I thought you.
I guess that wasn't clear.
It was like not part of the same sentence. So I'm like, I thought it was a blow off until Wednesday. I'm like, okay. Or we can do Wednesday. I'm like,
no.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was
what's
like,
going on?
I don't know what I'm
going
to be doing at 5:30, so I
what
will
are you
let
doing?
You know.
What was
and
your
if
day
not,
like?
I cleaned a bunch and then went to the Berkeley Art Museum, which was cool.
Nice. Nice. You're somewhat interested
and
in art.
Now I'm...
That's neat.
Yeah, it was neat.
So... what are your hobbies? That's the question of the week.
That's a good question.
Thank you. I was told by somebody, that's how you know you're doing well as a coach, by the way. When your clients say,
what?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. What are your hobbies?
Nice try. I'm letting you answer first. I'll give you mine. My list is long.
My list is probably long. I just am not super in touch with it.
hobbies that you actually do.
My hobbies include yoga.
Okay,
and
good.
Although, is calling yoga a hobby, like, not nice to the form of yoga?
Why? I think we need to, it's the opposite. I think we need to stop thinking of as hobbies as being trivial.
Right.
I think the challenge is that we need to think that hobbies are the things that are made of passion, right? Hobbies are things we like choose to do to fill our time, that we voluntarily say, you know what, I'm going to take the breaths that I have and I'm going to go do that. That thing, I'm going to pour into that. I don't care if it's like making, you know, purple flowers or something silly or, you know, that's what I do. I do. What's your hobby? I make purple flowers and we choose, act like you don't get to choose your family. And for the most part, unless you're independently wealthy, you actually have to work somewhere. Like that's a have to, right? But our hobbies are things that we voluntarily decide to go do with our time and our focus and our attention, right?
Right.
So why would
I
we...
I just had this conversation with someone.
Awesome. Someone in
California?
We're
going to say IE. No, somebody in Maryland.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Yeah, so I find very successful grown adults who don't have hobbies.
Yes.
Which would make me question the first two words I just used under the very successful category. Because if all you're doing is getting up and going to work and earning money to go not do anything with your life,
you there? Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear? Hello?
I can hear.
Okay, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Perfectly well.
Right, you can
so
hear me
saying,
right now?
I can, yes.
Okay, what happened?
I don't know.
I couldn't hear you for a few seconds.
Oh my gosh, that is awful. Were you okay in those moments?
No. No, I wasn't.
I'm so sorry. That is just awful.
All right. You were saying.
I was saying that there are people who are, you know, air quotes, successful, that really don't do anything. They earn money, they come home, and they don't do anything. Like, there's no thing that, like, so what? Tell me. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think there's a delay between our speaking. But otherwise, I was going to say that the conversation I recently had with a friend, we were kind of just checking in with each other, and we're both at jobs for a couple months that we're not, like, super passionate about. But we think it's a good opportunity to, like, hone in on hobbies, like, because, like, it's when you're working and you're not super passionate about it, I think it, like, makes it easier to compartmentalize between, like, work and life and hobbies. So that was the conversation
I think that's
we had.
Fair. Yeah, I think that's what we do, is if it's not passionate about work, then the thing that we go do that is fun is called our hobby, but you don't really earn a living doing that, right? And then you're like, well, if it's really not earning me my living, then how important could it be? Therefore, hobbies get, like, this bad rap of being, like, this thing that'll insult yoga because we called it a hobby.
Right. Well, okay.
So to answer your question. Right.
One of those is yoga and being outside and cooking and I like to paint. I like to make things that are not just paintings. Yeah. I don't know if I am losing you or not.
No, I'm here. So weird. It is bizarro.
It's like, it feels like it keeps going, like, silent. And I can't
tell
if it's actually going silent or if you're not talking.
No, it's not going silent. Are you hearing me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just think you have to let a 3-second delay happen before you answer my questions.
Why?
I don't know. I went in because when I was trying to dial in, gave me a direct dial-in, like I hit this button, and it directly dialed me in to the studio rather than calling in. That makes sense?
That makes
sense.
And
I think that's what the issue is. I wonder if I call in. No, that wouldn't change anything. It wasn't accepting the PIN number from my phone, which was aggravating me.
Oh.
It kept saying...
Okay, I'm really...
Even
I'm
going
to research. Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you. It's just really confusing.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay, are you there?
I am there.
You are here?
I'm here.
It's so funny. I can hear you echoing.
Oh, that's bad. I think there's still a delay also.
That is so funny. This is fun. So, wait, if I put you... I'm back.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up on this phone call. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Okay.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Can you hear me without a delay?
Well, I can hear you. I can't tell if there's a delay until I talk and then you answer me.
Oh, that's because we're in the studio. No, there's no delay. So you can just... So I'm going to say what I have to say. My hobbies are yoga. And for the winter, I don't have a second hobby. But then in the... Actually, I shouldn't say that because I'm going to spend the winter finding boat parts. So... boating is now my hobby, along with yoga and bicycling and golf.
Mm-hmm.
And they all represent some form of freedom to me.
Tell us more.
They're just places where you don't have to, you know, like, I don't keep score in golf. That's not my reason. You know, it's an opportunity to be connected to nature at the same time as playing. You have to take this little ball and drive it really with some sense of level of expertise towards a very small goal. So if you don't take the time to enjoy the journey to that hole, you're just gonna miss out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like, do you feel like you're keeping score, like, not in your hobbies, like in life, that you need to escape from that?
Oh, I don't keep score in my life so much. I mean, I do have certain visions of things that I'd like to have in my life, and if that counts as a score, then I guess that's a yes.
Well,
that
also, like, I feel like having a job is like a form of keeping score, like getting paid and stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. Because Go ahead.
Like people making sure that they're making enough money is like a way of keeping score.
Interesting. So if you're making enough money, then you're winning?
Or at least, like, you don't have to, like, keep count if there's enough.
Right.
Like, you don't have to be I have to be doing this and this.
Right. So that's interesting because... I often ask people, as a life coach, when I give them magic wand to use to pick their three wishes, it's not uncommon people talk about having enough money, like having a lot of money. And then I'll say, well, what does having a lot of money mean? And they go, well, I don't want to worry about money, or I want to be able to pay my bills. And I'll say, are you currently paying your bills? And they all go, oh, yeah, I never miss paying my bills. And I'm like, well, then you're already living one of your dreams. You know?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting concept. And I know a lot of people who worry about leaving their kids money when they die
but will then wring their hands while they're alive about what they spend on things. Even things about, like, flights to see their kids. You know, I'm not even talking about, like, anyone like you know. I just know people who are like, oh, yeah, and I want to make sure I leave this much money for my kids when I die at 95, at 90 or over 90. I'm like, you know, your kids will be like 50 or 60 at that point. And they're like, yeah, but I want to leave them money. I'm like, but if your house is worth $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000 and it's paid off, then you're leaving them that anyway. Why do you have to figure that into your financial future? Why is their financial future, once they're grown up and successful, planned into your financial future?
Right.
And I don't know if I'm off base on that one, but I don't think, and I'm on the other side of this. You're on the kid side, and I'm on the
You're on the what? Hello?
Why are we fading out?
I don't know.
It's so weird. But we didn't...
I heard... What? Hello?
Lauren, are you there?
Yep.
Are you there? I figured out what
yes.
it was. Better? Can you hear me better now? No delay?
I can hear you. Well, I don't know about the delay because that only comes in once we're talking.
No, I think it won't come in now. I got rid of the other. I logged in through a different way now.
Okay.
Did that work?
I think so.
Okay, good. I was dialing the wrong PIN number over and over.
Oh man.
And I'm like getting mad. I'm like, I'm getting this right, and then I finally looked back and I'm like, Nope, I'm dialing it wrong.
My goodness.
Oh, it was terrible. I'm like, it's 755. I'm like, 755, and I looked like, nope, it's 751. I'm like, okay. So
we're going to look into different software.
What's that?
Okay, first of all, I think there still is a delay. But anyway, I said, so we're going to look into different software for next week.
Wait, I want to try one more time, but I'm on my phone doing it this time, and I want to do it from the computer. And see what happens. Because last week, we didn't have a delay.
We've never had a delay before.
Right. So I'm not sure why that happened. But I'm, like, doing it from home because I mistook the Wednesday/tonight thing.
Got it.
So it's all happening off the smartphone.
Got it.
All right, so where were we? We're talking about pay. So you wanted to know something really interesting about pay is when I worked in Queens, I used to tell people that the saddest moment of my very well-paid life every other week was that 5 or 10 seconds that I would put my paycheck into the machine. You know, I would drive up to the drive-up window, and it would suck my check in as I deposited it.
Yeah.
And I would think, the sum total of 2 weeks' worth of my life just got sucked into that machine in 15 seconds.
And
that it was terrible. It was a terrible feeling.
I guess I could see that being terrible.
Like, you spend whatever, 40 hours a week working, so that's 2 weeks, that's 80 hours, plus an hour and a half to 2 hours of, like, molasses slow traffic, commuting.
But every day.
Yeah. All to climax with this moment when you take this piece of paper that slides into a machine and says, you're worth it. You earn that. It was such an empty feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even take it a step further. People who get their paychecks directly deposited.
Yeah. That's how I
even more
mine.
So. Right. Even more so. It's like, you never actually get paid. You just keep getting up and going, and then it shows up. It just kind of shows up. You never get, like, the feeling
that you
just got paid.
I feel like that's so much
better. It's easier. But, like, when you produce a piece of art, right, at the end, you get the sense of finishing that piece, right?
I guess.
But what is the sense of accomplishment of 2 weeks of a pay period is getting paid, in which you never really get it. It just kind of goes.
Unless you really like work that you're doing, and then the accomplishment is from, like, what you're working on, not from getting paid.
Yes. Well, correct, which goes back to what we were talking about before, about hobbies and fulfillment and passion, right?
Right.
Which I would argue job satisfaction level in terms of passion in America, I would think it's fair to say well over 50% of the people out there in the world could give a damn that they're doing the job that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you argue that?
Yeah.
Or would you think I'm off? So then you're doing something you really don't care about what you're doing and never seeing yourself get paid for it, especially if you're living in any way, shape, or form, like you said, where you're just trying to pay your bills. So you're not really... All you're doing is, like, existing through the next day.
Right.
You know, I had an interesting conversation leaving today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person I was with, you know her. Said,
I do.
Oh, I'm going to have string beans. I don't know what I'm going to have for dinner. I think I'm going to have some fresh string beans. This is very funny to me. And I said, aren't those the string beans you picked last Sunday? And she said, yes. I said, well, then they're not fresh. And she got really mad at me. She goes, why do you got to be like that? I'm like, because it's not a true statement. They're not fresh if they're a week old.
Well, they're fresh if you define fresh as hand-picked over store-bought.
Right. So I did try and qualify and say, yo, you mean like instead of being frozen? She would just got mad then. She goes, why do you got to pick on things like that? I'm like, because fresh would mean it, like, just came off the plant.
How does this connect to anything?
Oh, it doesn't. Well, you know what? It's just about, I guess, because of my perspective on how people work and just drone on, you know? They go to their jobs, and I'm not sure how many people, in this case, the person I'm, you know, spoke with is not the point. It's not somebody who goes to work like that, but it's just how many people consider their purpose in life, as we're discussing, and want to live fulfilled? That's my question.
Yeah. Got
right,
it.
Because there's the connection. And then the fresh piece is like, if you think about like Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements, he talks about being specific with your words, you know?
Yeah.
Which creates a mindfulness. And that's the conversation we had. And she said, well, that means then you always have to be, you have to be thinking about what you say all the time. And I'm like, but that's the whole point. You should be thinking about what you say all the time. And we should be thinking about, why am I going to work to go do this thing, you know?
I'm with you. I feel like a lot of people my age who've only been, like, in the workforce for a year or two or three, like, I feel like a lot of them are different than they used to be. And it partly has to do with, like, falling into this, like, corporate or not corporate, just, like, wheel of, like,
working.
This is what I'm doing now. Yeah.
Right. So
and they
much,
don't
much...
stop to think about, because they don't stop to think about if they like it or not because they're getting paid. And now they're comfortable.
Right. And because they're paying for things that, like, their apartments and their trips and their whatever they're paying for, like, the whether they're just moving papers around every day, they can't attach how they're producing the thing, the money that they are buying things with, to actually making a difference anywhere. A lot of people, I would say.
Yeah, or they like their job enough to say, I like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But without thinking about it.
Correct. Like, that's why even though I was, and I will, you know, not shy to say I was legendary in my industry before. And it was a fun industry, but really it came down to a new colored witch costume each year, you know, a new hat, a new rubber mask.
Right. Yeah,
like,
it's spooky season.
What's that?
I said it's spooky season. Do you ever get nostalgic during October?
I do. I still talk to my friends and ask how the season's going because I'm curious. I think it will be, actually, I know it's already being a robust season for Halloween. And here's the really silly, silly part. Because there are inventory shortages,
the prices
people are paying for things. So, like, somebody I know who's an internet provider sold an item the other day, a basic wig cap, which ought to sell for $3.99 to $4.99,
mm-hmm.
they're selling for $20.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And they cost 68 cents. To buy.
To produce?
No, to buy.
That's
but that
crazy.
Retailer
buy.
Is buying them for 68 cents. But because of the
right.
economy and inventory, people are paying $20 to get that. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, to answer
yes,
your question,
is.
I think Halloween's gonna be very good for people who have any inventory this year.
It's all coming late.
So there was that. There was the whole topic of hobbies, which are just kind of bouncing around in my head these days. And then, did you have any anything in your mind that you wanted to, that's been bouncing around?
It's funny because I have been thinking a lot about hobbies.
And what did you think?
I would like to find, like, more, I think. Like, I'm a little jealous. Like, Cassidy has gotten into windsurfing here, which is so great.
Okay.
Like, you know, he could just go and he's met people and he has a good time. And he just texted me that he passed his junior level test. So now he's not a novice anymore. And I just like, I feel like so many things like that, they just don't appeal to me. But I want to, like, do things where I'm, like, going and seeing the same people and doing something new.
So what could you do?
But I'm not a big sports person. Like, it doesn't appeal to me to, like, a lot of people go to, like, rock climbing gyms. And, I don't know. That just doesn't, like, excite me. And then there's, like, the part of me that's, like...
What would excite you?
Go ahead.
Right.
What would excite you? I don't know. Like, I think I would like going to, like, some kind of art class that meets every week. And I found a couple. Like, some are, like, virtual, which I don't really want to do. And sometimes they're just expensive, and then I, like, talk myself out of it. Or honestly, I could just be, like, consistently going to yoga, like, and paying for it and just doing that.
Yeah. Well, couldn't you do both?
Yeah. Potentially.
I mean, I felt like I was in the same – excuse my pun. I felt like I was in the same boat when buying my boat.
Ha ha.
And I was like, I didn't mean to make that joke, but that's what came to my head, is I've been after a boat for decades, literally decades. I've passed on boats. When you were in Italy the first time, I was looking at a boat that for years, that's how many years ago now? 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at that boat.
It was in 2017.
4 years, okay. So it was, and I almost 4.5 years, and I let that boat pass, and that was years after, and it was a cute little boat, you know? I mean, it wasn't so little, but it was littler than the boat that now. So when this boat came up, I was like, well, I'm going for it, you know? And I had to have that conversation with myself. I had to let myself have that conversation.
Right. I think, like, I've got into a point where I like, know where I'm meeting people now, and I know, like, what my social engagements have been, and I want it to, like, look a little different. Like, I want it to be, like, I want to be meeting different people than, like, just the same, like, pool of grad students, you know?
I hear you. So what do we want to do about that?
A few weeks ago, somebody told me that there's a community college here that does art classes, and I haven't looked into it, but I think I should do that. I forgot about it until this very moment, so.
Okay, good.
That's cool.
So what can we do? What do we have to do to look into it?
Got to Google a little.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Good. When are we doing that?
Honestly, I can do it tomorrow because my boss and my coworker are both off tomorrow, and I'm not going to have anything to do.
All right, let's do it. I'm excited.
Or I'll have
so what is the
to do.
What kind of thing is it that we're looking for?
We're going to look either for, like, a community center or a community college that offers art classes. And I want art classes that aren't just, like, two workshops and it's done. Like, I want something that's going to happen for, like, a few weeks at a time. So that it's, like, every week I'm going and doing this thing.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. That
Yay.
Sounds amazing. Totally yay.
Awesome.
So I might be going to Ohio because I might have found a boat, exactly my boat, but obviously not my boat, that some guy is selling
yeah.
for parts.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, so he's going to send me pictures, but like Charlie said, you know, think about all the other parts we can get. Can we get all the cushions from the inside? Can we get them, you know? Here, how about the motor? I'm like, I'm not
yeah.
picking a motor. Where am I going to keep a motor? You know?
How the hell do you bring a motor home anyway?
Just because that way you have a backup motor in case your motor ever goes. But I did get the water.
No, I understand why, but how?
Oh, you have to
like,
get
how
like,
do
a
you
truck
transport
or something.
It? Yeah.
You put it, I guess, on a lift, and then, yeah, that's not such an easy thing. But if I was to get, like, if I was to get the seats, which is the helm seat where your driver seat sits, and then there are these side panels that are covered with, not leather, vinyl of some sort, which mine are worn a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah,
and that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
So... Right, so I could get all. Oh, right. So then I could get all that, and he has that front seat, and he doesn't have a picture. He has a picture from the back, not from the front. So I need to see if the front doesn't look cracked. So I'm really excited,
right.
actually.
How did you find this guy?
So, as is my way, I have my friend Steve, Captain Steve, whose house you stayed at.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I. He's like, instead of starting political fights on Facebook, why don't you join the C-Ray owners groups on Facebook? And he
That's
was right.
Funny.
I'm like, I checked it out, and there it was, this boat. It's like guy was selling the parts. So.
So Steve gave you some wisdom, surprising,
yeah.
surprising wisdom from Steve.
Well, you know, everyone comes with their thing, although he's typically Steve. He's in Croatia for 2 weeks and can't wait to come back, and it's not nearly as fun as he thought it would be, which, again,
uh-huh.
speaks to that Facebook world of people looking at other people's Facebook and going, they're doing great. Why am I not like that? And so at this funeral
right.
I went to last Monday, because I got a phone call from a high school friend of mine saying, hey, we need somebody else to make a minion. Can you bring Neil and come?
Oh
so
God.
we went to this person who I haven't seen in years. And Neil says to me, oh, wow, Steve's doing great. I see he's all over the place. And he's got the life. He's in Croatia. Because
he's got
because he saw it on Facebook.
For sure.
Right.
Everyone.
And I'm like, right. And going back to that same person I was talking about earlier who went to the winery does the same thing about the woman she knows who teaches yoga. And she's like, well, she teaches yoga and she puts things on Facebook and I can see. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know that Facebook's a lie. It's not true. Whatever you see there, it's just not true. It's like the whole concept of people going to work and being happy. Mostly not true.
Yeah.
Bless you. That was cute.
Thank you.
So.
Thanks.
Yeah. I just feel like the big lie, you know?
The big lie.
The big lie. I guess it makes sense.
That's deep.
But not necessarily. Yeah, it is a big lie. I mean, everyone's like, oh, you put your pictures up and other people look and shadow what other people do. I'm like, why do I need to know? Honestly, why do I even know that you're happy you were married 12 years ago or 18 years ago, 25 years ago? Why do you have to shout that out to everyone? Are you proving that to you or to the rest of the world? Like, what is the value in that post?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you walk around every day, everyone you walk into, saying, hey, I'm here to work with you today. Did I tell you how happy I am to have been married for 10 years and 3 months? Because I am. Then why are you putting it up on Facebook?
Good question.
Like, nobody cares that you are happy to be married 10 years and 3 months. Why would they care you're married, happy to be married 11 years? Or how about this one? When people say this expression, that was the best day of my life.
Oh, God.
And I'm going, so you're married 25 years, and your best day of your life was 25 years ago, so it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah.
When you know full well, they don't really mean it's the best, that it was the only best, but they're just happy that they got married. And I'm not even sure that they're really saying that, but they want to make sure to tell everyone else, because no one else should think that they're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just, makes me want to throw up.
I hear ya. Sorry, I just blew my nose.
That's okay.
Apologies.
Even this trip coming up soon.
Yep.
Right? Now it's all, like, happy. So now it's like, well, that's not why I originally planned to do this. I planned to do this because I was asserting my independence, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, the one guy saying, oh, I'm going to miss you, and I'm so jealous you're going, and I know you and I talked about it, like, why didn't they just come together, you know?
I do know.
And so, and then you know what I get? I get, why are you so hard? Why are you such a jerk? And I'm like, such a jerk. I'm not such a jerk. I just like some integrity in the conversation, you know, in life. And that's just an example. That's why Facebook's a big lie. I'm like, yeah, Facebook's a lie. It's the big lie.
It really is.
I'm telling you. And then people look at me like I'm some kind of monstrous asshole. Because why? Because I'm willing
asshole.
To say, asshole. Because, and we have 8 minutes. So, because I'm looking at it and going, really? Really? You're happy with spending your evening yelling at a screen, watching other people make millions of dollars. You're good with that. I'm the asshole, right? I'm the asshole.
Yeah. Didn't you hear?
I thought it was everywhere. Actually, I did. It was on the internet. It must be true.
Yeah.
It's just crazy town. I don't know. Like, you're young, right? And your friends are already starting to do it. They're starting to create that white
starting.
Power.
Like, think how many weddings I've been in.
Right. Right? Think about the languaging already coming from them, you know? With the supposed to shoulds and you're going to have this checked off and that checked off, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm already at the stage of, like, I might be losing friends already because I don't have patience anymore.
No, really?
I mean, by choice, by choosing to surround myself with people that I want to be surrounded by.
I would make a strong argument that look at the five people you surround yourself with, and do they make you better?
Am I supposed to think about that right now?
Just, you could think about it now or for the rest of the week. It doesn't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think next week we should do a podcast, but don't tell her that we've been doing one together already. And so
yeah, I agree. Yeah, I was thinking about that too. That's funny.
But, like, seriously, like, I think it's important. I think people should do that. Look around who you're surrounding yourself with. And it might be painful because guess what? You may look at who you surround yourself with and go, wow, you don't make the grade anymore.
Yeah. I think it's so natural, like, shedding that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, okay. I agree. I totally agree. I think that it almost is unnatural to keep the other people all that close all the time. They're like, if you don't work at growing towards each other, and this is, I guess, relationship stuff, like meaning boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife,
yeah,
partner, whatever, to, you know, is if you don't
partner
work at being close, yeah, partner, if you don't work
Partner,
exactly. If you don't work at being close and growing together, then by definition, you have to grow apart.
Yeah.
So that you're not serving each other anymore. And then the more people that buy into the big lie.
I'm just laughing because, like, I think, you know, every podcast has, like, the way they refer to things as, like, it becomes, like, their language. And that's going to be in our language. It's nice. I
big
like
lie.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to refer.
I think
yeah.
I think that's, you know, glad you came. Let's talk about the big lie. Right?
Yeah.
What WT freaking F, right? Like, come on, sheeple, wake up. What the hell?
What the hell?
I don't understand. Like, am I taking... Did you ever see Zoolander?
No, but I, like... think I understand some of the references anyway. Just from existing. So,
am I taking crazy pills? It's one look. He's got one look. You know? That's what I feel like. I'm like, what are you people doing? I have a call tomorrow morning with somebody who has called me no less than 10 times to tell me they're done and they're going to be, and he said the most terrible things in front of people about her, called her name, da-da-da. Guess what? They're still just
I think I already know
big
who
lot.
This is.
Oh, no, you don't even.
I don't think
you do. This is like a different one.
I feel like
right?
I know someone. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's the big lie. And you know what will happen in a couple months? They'll post a Facebook post going, so glad my best friend. I'm like, you just told me how you hate him, wish his mother dead, and are going to split half the money and have a happy life. And then 3 months later, it's, we're so happy. I'm so, even better, having dinner at this place to celebrate with my best friends, the greatest day of my life. Oh, my God. Honestly, I'm ready to put it, like, right, double barrel, right into the mouth for me. What are you doing? None of that makes sense. We have 90 seconds before we're done. But that's the big takeaway.
All right.
Is wake up. Wake up, sheeple. And we will be ready, technologically set for next week. I promise. That was my bad.
Yeah. No worries.
Did you like this week? Other than that, did you like this week, topic-wise?
Of course. Yeah, no, it was a good topic. Good topic.
Spend the week thinking about your five people you surround yourself with. Number two,
yeah,
make that call tomorrow.
Yeah.
And thirdly, let's live with passion, because
let's live with
otherwise
passion.
It's a big lie, and that just sucks. It's the saddest thing. And you're early on the road. Don't wake up down the road and go, that sucks.
I will not.
Yeah, I won't let it happen either for you.
Thank you.
All right, friend. Let's go.
All right. Let's do it. Bye.